Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For the 26th time in state history, the state legislature convened for a special session in Pierre, this time to tackle a decades-old issue of public access to water over private land. After several hours of debate and going back and forth between the State House and Senate, lawmakers voted to open these waters, called non-meandering bodies of water, for public use, unless a landowner declares otherwise. SDPB's political reporter Lee Strubinger joins us now from the Capitol in Pierre to digest the special session and what comes next. Hey, Lee.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, before we dive into what lawmakers decided, you better remind us on how the issue came about.
Sure, yeah. So in the early 1990s, heavy snowfall and rain and spring rain, filled several sloughs in northeastern South Dakota in the Coteau Basin area. Sorry, I'm getting an echo here in my headphones. I can barely, I can barely concentrate.
We'll make some adjustments here.
Sure, thank you.
You're in the cave in the Capitol building in Pierre.
I'm in the press dungeon. Yes, there we go.
There we are.
A lot of heavy snowfall and spring rain filled several of these sloughs in northeastern South Dakota in the early 1990s in this Coteau Basin area. It's basically like a bathtub formation. And a lot of this water got stuck in these sloughs and had nowhere to go. So a lot of these lakes formed in this region that weren't really there before when the state was first surveyed. And a lot of these families in the area homesteaded and have passed these farms down from generation to generation, and now they're just dealing with a lot of this water that's not going anywhere. Yeah. But water is held in public trust by the state. So a lot of recreationists, or a lot of recreation like fishing and hunting has taken place on these waters that touch a lot of private, they touch public property, you know, roads, township through roads, and that sort of thing. So the South Dakota Game Fish and Park facilitated access to a lot of these non-meandering lakes in the area. So over time, these lakes became fishing and hunting destinations. Sportsmen and women were legally accessing these lakes that were situated over technically private property. And so landowners sued the state to clarify state law. And there have been two South Dakota Supreme Court decisions that have sort of instructed the legislature that they have to determine what proper use of these newly formed bodies of water are, or these non-meandering bodies. Is it the landowners who own the property under the water? Do they have ultimate control above the water? Or do sportsmen and women have the right to fish and hunt these waters?
So lawmakers voted to open up all the non-meandered bodies of water, but pending landowner approval. Can you let us know how they got to that point, that compromise?
Sure. Many lawmakers who've been in Pierre for several years will tell you that, you know, this is an issue that's come up annually, but nothing has ever passed. Yeah. A committee to study the regulation of non-meandered bodies of water started meeting in April this year, both in Pierre and Aberdeen, to try and hash out some kind of legislation on the topic. So Game Fish and Parks closed off and removed access to these non-meandering lakes following that Supreme Court decision. And a lot of businesses in the area were taking a major hit because of that decision. That's what really prompted a lot of this legislative action.
Sure.
So the bill does a few things here. Any non-meandered lake over private property is open for recreational use unless a private property owner installs signs or buoys identifying a closed area of that lake. It gives Game Fish and Parks the ability to negotiate with landowners to acquire access to any or all portions of a non-meandered lake overlying this property. It makes paying to fish a class one misdemeanor. So say I'm a landowner and I have a body of water on my land and I start charging people to fish on it, that's illegal.
Okay.
Class one misdemeanor. And this bill also opens up several large popular fishing spots immediately for recreational use. And it also gives landowners along those roughly 30 or so lakes the ability to petition Game Fish and Parks to, you know, restrict access over that property. Private property owners must also notify Game Fish and Parks of any closed off areas. This is not including the 30 lakes that I just mentioned.
Sure.
But any sort of lake that's touching a public road or something like that. It gives the property owner must notify Game Fish and Parks so that way they can update, you know, their maps on the website and their apps and that sort of thing. So hunters and fishers know where they can and cannot go. This bill also gives people the opportunity to petition Game Fish and Parks for a thruway access to portions of a non-meandered lake. So basically, you can be on this water, but you can't really trespass. It makes entering any closed-off property in this water a criminal trespass. And this bill will sunset on June 30th in 2018. So this will definitely be coming up next session.
And that brings us to the sunset itself. Sunset clause was a main part of the back and forth over the bill, right? Why was that?
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. There were kind of two schools of thought on this. The original sunset clause was set for July 1st of 2021. They decided that in the committee that met earlier before this special session. The idea was that it would give the law enough time to be in place so that any kind of unintended consequences would come to the surface.
Okay.
Game Fish and Parks would gather data on how the law works. They would present it to the legislature, and lawmakers could make changes if needed. And when that sunset approaches in 2021, lawmakers could ultimately decide to take up the bill on whether to continue it or not. The other school of thought was kind of like, hold on. The makeup of this legislature could be vastly different in 2021, and that collective legislature wouldn't have sort of that institutional knowledge that this current legislature does to determine whether or not this is a decent enough bill to keep on the books. So the bill made it through the House with the original sunset, but it couldn't pass the Senate without the ability for this law to sort of go away in 2018. So the House and Senate had to meet in a conference committee, and the House ultimately decided to concur with the Senate's changes on that 2018 sunset. This bill needs needed a two-thirds majority support because it had an emergency clause attached to it, and that's what kind of held it up in the Senate. And last night, after the governor signed the bill, he said he wished that the sunset was kept at that later date in 2021. So Game Fish and Parks would have more time to see how the bill works. But he said, you know, each chamber has their own mind on how they want a bill to look.
Lee, we're going to jump ahead a little bit because I'm wondering now what do landowners, sportsmen, sportswomen have to say about the legislation?
Sure. So as it was said many times on the floor, on both floors, House and Senate, lawmakers were really under no illusion that this bill would please all sides. Outdoorsmen kind of say, you know, this bill gives too much authority to landowners for a resource that's held in public trust, giving landowners the authority to close off sections of water. Landowners are kind of concerned about, you know, the cost of fencing and buoys for access and maintaining that. Some landowners in Dade County who I'd met with last week say, you know, their main concern is still being overlooked, and that's proper water management. They want, you know, a drainage plan and that ground back for farming and shallow wetlands for pheasants.
All right. Bottom line, when does GFP go out, pull the boat wraps back in, remove the chains? When do people get to hit the lake?
Sure. Game Fish and Parks sent out a press release this morning saying that, you know, they're in the process of reopening these boat ramps on non-meandered waters, primarily in the eastern half of the state. And by the end of the day, they say that they will have removed all the cables that have previously restricted access to these nearly 30 non-meandered lakes, and that full services will be restored by the end of the week, and that includes having docks back in the water.
And what about those landowners who want to block off certain areas of their property? Do they have to get their hustle on and get that job done now?
So in that same press release from this morning, Game Fish and Parks said they'll get started on setting standards for what landowners can use to mark water above their land. But in the meantime, they say landowners can post sections or close off waters with markers, but that's after notifying the department. So again, so that they can update their maps for anglers and people coming into the state, coming to fish and where they can and cannot go.
Lee Strubinger, live from Pier. Thank you so much for following that and for explaining it to us. It's always a pleasure, Lee.
Hey, thanks a lot.